Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. This week's segment was inspired by a post in the Kachemak Bay Nature Watch Facebook group from a couple weeks ago, where someone stumbled across one of my favorite critters out on the Homer Spit, a sea mouse. Sea mice are probably one of the coolest worms you've never heard of. Yep, you heard that right. A sea mouse isn't a mouse at all. It isn't even a mammal. It's actually a type of segmented marine worm that belongs to the family Aphroditidae, named after the Greek goddess Aphrodite. This is one of multiple scale worm families, characterized by a special type of paired scales that run down their backs called elytra. These worms don't look like your typical worm. They're usually between 3 and 6 inches long and are about half as wide as they are long, giving their bodies kind of an oval shape. The top side of a sea mouse is covered in hair-like bristles called chitay, which make it look a little fuzzy. These chitay may help keep sediments out of the animal's gills as it burrows through the sandy, muddy substrate in its habitat. The combination of chitay and sediments form a pretty thick mat on these worms, making it hard to see their scales and easy to mistake a sea mouse for a clump of mud. But if you flip the worm upside down, you'll see about 40 clear segments on its underside. On either end of each segment are muscular appendages called parapodia, which the sea mouse uses like legs to propel itself through the sediments. But instead of moving side to side in sinusoidal waves like so many other segmented worms, sea mice actually move each bristle-ended parapodium individually, almost like they're taking really short, really quick steps with each one. A sea mouse's head is located at the slightly more rounded end of its oval-shaped body, but it's pretty hard to see underneath the dense mat of sediments, mucus, and chitay. But if you're able to get a good look at its head, you'd see one antenna, two pairs of eye spots, and two special sensory appendages called palps. A sea mice burrow through the mud. They use these palps to find food. The diet of the species we have here in Kachemak Bay consists mostly of bits of yummy dead stuff in the sediments, but other species of sea mice are described as predators that hunt for other worms and small crustaceans. Even though there is still a lot to learn about sea mice, they have been studied pretty extensively by scientists interested in optics, which is a branch of physics that focuses on the properties, behaviors, and perception of light. What's the connection between light waves and these funky marine worms, you ask? Bear with me here. Remember those bristly chitay that cover a good portion of the sea mouse's body? They're made of a tough material called chitin and are actually hollow, so there's seawater inside of them. And each cylindrical bristle is made of smaller hexagonal cylinders organized neatly in multiple layers. The combination of the shape, material, and spacing of these structures, plus the fact that they're hollow and filled with seawater, means that the chitay of sea mice makes light waves move in really cool ways. Sea mice have been described as natural photonic crystals, thanks to how their chitay refract light in ways that produce beautiful iridescent colors, kind of like a living opal that spends most of its time burrowing in mud. Kachemak Bay is home to a species called the disheveled sea mouse, whose chitay can produce glimmering shades of copper, gold, and sometimes a deep green. Other species found elsewhere in the world sparkle with a rainbow iridescence. So the next time you're out walking the beach, keep your eyes peeled for an oval-shaped chunk of fuzzy-looking mud that's actually a super cool worm. This is Alexa Helm, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.